good for you.
Well, it was just a little, let's see, we had 3 bedrooms and a living room and a dining room. Mm-hmm. And, well, now that was just about it in the little home that I grew up together. But my mother was a little woman that could drive a nail. She could just take a hammer and a nail and make anything. And she could sew beautifully. I didn't have fine clothes, but my mother would always say she'd put the price in material and she could make the prettiest clothes. I had so many compliments on my clothes. But mother could pin a little design on a, we had what you called a, it was a thing that fit me, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she would put these, I'd see a picture that I liked. Mama could cut a pattern like that and make my dresses like that. And I got more compliments on my dresses, my pretty clothes. The money was put in the materials. And I dressed as good as anybody because she was a wonderful seamstress. But as I say, she could take a hammer and a nail and a saw. She could just make anything. One day she said to me, I want to learn to either drive nails. And said, if you just drive them in the ground. And she could just do anything that way. Mama could make a chicken coop or a gate or anything. She was just that type of person. And so we had our home, I upholstered. You would never know, but a professional did that. I took the covering off of this chair. I mm-hmm. cut my pattern just like it. I inherited that. Mama could do that, you see.
Yeah.
And people wouldn't believe that I covered those chairs. But I just learned, you know, from Mama, or I had that in me that I could do that. And when Roy got sick and died, I fixed the garage. It was his summer den. I pushed that wheelchair out. You can never imagine how I fixed up that garage. It looked just as well as anything. I took a nail and hammer and did a lot of those. Got rape material and pleated ruffles, curtain around where none of it showed. Nothing was out there except my deep freeze. And the old home we sold, I took the shutters and fixed the cabinet from a hose and rakes and things like that. Even fixed a cornice, put drapes on that. You never know but what my room's inside. I just learned to do those things. Inherited, you said, more or less than I'd put it into efforts. And I could just do anything like that. And I never thought I could ever do that.
Okay, you said your house had 3 bedrooms, the living room.
Well, it was more than 3, but upstairs.
Was it sort of rectangular?
Yes.
Let me try to draw it and you tell me how. Okay.
Yes. Now, it was upstairs, though. We slept upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then downstairs, as I say, we had this kitchen and dining room. And we had 2 bedrooms. Back then, we didn't have living rooms like we do now. But I know the preachers had come, they'd say, Sister Hopkins, our home was a minister's home. If you'll just let us eat like you all do, and you won't go into any trouble, let us eat in the kitchen. Don't take us in the dining room. Let us eat with you all. We'll come. Feel free to drop in any time. And my mother's and daddy's home was the preacher's home. And one Sunday, daddy had a little brother that was just a little jealous of him. And mama said, now this is one time I'm not going to invite the new preacher to eat with us. And lo and behold, what did he do? Get up in the pulpit and he said, his brother Will here says, I'm going home with him for lunch. But we always, the preacher's home was our home was the minister's home.
Yeah. Okay, where's the front door?
Let's see. On this side here, we would come in here.
This?
Yes,
Okay.
And